Arizona Bitcoin reserve bills head for a final vote after three vetoes. Arizona's legislature is making another run at a state crypto reserve, and this time it is sending two bills to the House floor simultaneously. SB 1042 and SB 1649 have both cleared the House Rules Committee and are heading for final votes, CoinDesk reported on April 1st. Together, the bills would allow Arizona to hold seized digital assets instead of auctioning them off and invest up to 10% of public funds in crypto. Bitcoin was trading at $68,719 as of April 1, 2026, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 33 fear. Two bills, two approaches. The legislation takes a two-pronged approach to get crypto onto Arizona's balance sheet. SB 1042, the Arizona Strategic Bitcoin Reserve Act, is sponsored by Senator Wendy Rogers. It amends the state's public funds investment statutes to allow the state treasurer and retirement systems to allocate up to 10% of their assets into virtual currency. If the U.S. Treasury creates a federal strategic Bitcoin reserve, Arizona could store its holdings in a segregated account within that reserve. SB 1649, sponsored by Senator Mark Fincham, creates a digital assets strategic reserve fund. The fund would hold crypto that is seized, confiscated, or voluntarily surrendered to the state. Unlike SB 1042, this bill does not put taxpayer money at risk unless lawmakers explicitly appropriate it. The eligible assets go beyond Bitcoin. The bill names BTC, XRP, and Digibyte, along with stablecoins and NFTs. Assets must meet a cryptocurrency fair value score threshold based on market capitalization, network activity, transaction volume, and decentralization metrics. The state treasurer would manage the fund through qualified custodians or exchange-traded products and has limited authority to lend the assets for yield. A governor who has said no three times. The biggest obstacle is not the legislature. It is the governor's desk. Governor Katie Hobbs vetoed three crypto reserve bills in 2025. In May 2025, she blocked SB 1025, the original Strategic Bitcoin Reserve Act, allowing 10% of Treasury and retirement funds in BTC, and SB 1373, a digital assets reserve funded by seized crypto and appropriations. In July 2025, she vetoed HB 2324, which proposed creating a Bitcoin reserve specifically from criminal forfeiture proceeds. In her veto letters, Hobbs cited cryptocurrency volatility, jurisdictional complications for law enforcement, and a reluctance to expose state budgets to untested investments. The 2026 bills are structurally similar to their vetoed predecessors. SB 1042 mirrors SB 1025. SB 1649 mirrors SB 1373. The sponsors have made adjustments. SB 1649 restricts taxpayer exposure by defaulting to seized assets, and its fair value score threshold aims to exclude speculative tokens. Whether those changes are enough to shift Hobbs's position is the open question. Previous vote margins, 34-22 in the House, 16-14 in the Senate, for HB 2324, fell short of the two-thirds majority needed for a veto override. Where Arizona fits in the state-level race, Arizona is not alone in trying to build a state crypto reserve. Texas enacted SB 21 in June 2025, and New Hampshire passed HB 302 in May 2025. Both states allow their treasurers to hold digital assets under varying conditions. If Arizona's bills survive the governor, it would become the third U.S. state with an active crypto reserve framework. The CoinDesk report notes that the bills would allow Arizona to hold seized BTC and XRP rather than auctioning them, a departure from current practice where forfeited crypto is typically liquidated through exchanges. Holding instead of selling changes the state's relationship with digital assets from one-time revenue extraction to long-term position management. SCR 1033, a concurrent resolution also advancing through the legislature, asks Arizona's state retirement system and public safety pension to evaluate the risks and benefits of investing in Bitcoin and digital asset ETFs. While non-binding, it signals broader institutional interest within the state apparatus. The veto calculus Hobbs has not publicly commented on the 2026 bills. Her track record is clear: three vetoes in a single year, each accompanied by language about volatility and fiscal prudence. The political dynamics have shifted somewhat. Bitcoin spot ETFs have been trading for over 2 years. Two other states have enacted reserve legislation without incident. An SB 1649 seized asset approach sidesteps the taxpayer money at risk argument that Hobbs leaned on most heavily. The counterargument writes itself. BTC is down 3.8% on the week, and the market is in fear territory. Crypto fund outflows hit $414 million in the most recent reporting period. Hobbs could point to current conditions as vindication. The final vote will determine whether the bills reach her desk. From there, Arizona's fourth attempt at a crypto reserve comes down to one signature.